Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Shaking you out of bed Monday morning after daylight saving time Saturday night before you went to bed. Thus, National Napping Day. I relaxed a little bit this weekend. What did you do? I'm worried about MacGyver. I've been thinking about my boy all weekend.
So the Mackie Doodles laid low with his father.
Okay, good. So is he still wearing the cone of shame after eye surgery?
He has to. Oh, yes.
Poor guy.
He has to wear it for at least 7 to 10 days.
Okay.
He gets rechecked this Friday to see if the eye is healing and he can take it off. So.
Okay. We'll keep
we'll see
our
how it goes.
Crossed.
He's doing okay. He hasn't really broken anything, but the cone itself cracked because he's banging into stuff. Oh my gosh. And then the cats just won't leave him alone.
The cats are still trying to get inside the cone? Not
yes.
Good. Not good.
Yes.
Time to go to the basement. Anyway, so everything's cool there. That's good. It was a big...
Yeah, everything's good. The Murph and I, we hung out with the nephews this weekend to get some of Murphy's energy out. We went skiing. It was very good. Super fun.
Season should be wrapping up soon, right?
A couple more weeks.
Really?
Because we ski at Greek Peak, so it was actually like a blizzard yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Probably got it like 4 to 5 inches of snow, but that's the snow belt there.
Yeah,
Syracuse, so...
Here, we're just kind of hanging out. High school wrestling on Saturday. Congratulations to Nate Schoen from Sealands Grove. Back-to-back state championships.
That's awesome.
He did it in incredible fashion, too, winning in overtime for a comeback win. And like I said, back-to-back state medals, so that's cool. Yesterday, the middle school kids wrestled in Williamsport. And I went out there and hung out with a lot of Sealands Grove people. Wrestling people are different. My kids were all soccer kids, and soccer is like a team sport. Wrestling, of course, individual sport. And wrestling parents, I found them quite interesting. So good luck to the middle school kids who head to Pittsburgh in 2 weeks, I think, for their state championships. It's kind of neat to see a pipeline, Phil. You know that. You're a coach. When you see younger athletes who are going to be the great high school athletes of tomorrow, it's kind of neat to watch.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and it's so funny because when you have a kiddo who is like a superstar in middle school, you say to yourself as a coach, okay, just don't mess this kid up.
Exactly. Stay on track. That's what I say as a coach all the time. And that includes
parents, too.
Don't
mess this kid up. They have natural talent. Leave them be.
Exactly. Let me coach them and leave them be. Exactly right. So I got to, watch the high school wrestling and then yesterday watch the little kids. So I shouldn't call them little kids. They're like from 10 years old to 13, I guess. But
I was going to say, they're not little kids. They're more like...
It's pretty cool.
Miniature adults.
So it was a fun weekend. The weather cooperated with us. I didn't bump into anybody that said, sure, it's sunny, but it's kind of cold. It's like, come on, man, it's not raining.
No, it was nice.
It was nice.
It was nice out around here.
Mm. Yeah. You catch any Netflix this weekend? They're cracking down.
Nope.
No, you didn't. You were skiing all weekend. Okay.
Yep. I was outdoors the bulk of my weekend.
There you go. Jimmy Fallon's on the way. He's talking about the changes coming to Netflix. We got a piece of viral audio, which being a voice guy, I think is pretty amazing. It's coming up, and it was a joke played on a brother, on his other brother. Oh, and one more thing happened this weekend. Another member of the Morganzo clan. My nephew up in Syracuse, his wife had a baby boy.
Oh, did they have their baby?
Yeah. How could I forget that? And as we approach St. Patrick's Day, how's this name? Callan. C-A-L-L-A-N.
You know what? And you were predicting on Friday, you were like, it's going to be like Declan or Aiden.
Or
Callan.
Liam.
Fits right on in.
Yes. So it is another Irish baby into the fam. And we're all ready to go with a brand new week. So stay with us. More of Tom and Laura in the morning coming your way.
Right here on 94KX.
Tom and Laura. 94.1 WQKX.
A little bit of viral comedy for you. A guy plays a joke on a friend after getting his vaccine from overseas.
Hey, bro. That was in New York this weekend for a wedding, and I got the vaccine, but I guess the less researched Chinese one. But they said that so far they haven't seen any side effects. But if I see any side effects, then I'll definitely let you know. But as of right now, there's nothing that I can see that's a side effect for the vaccine. So if you would like to get one, I can make you an appointment. No problem. Hope everything is okay with you, and have a good day. Okay, bye.
Well, here's something funny, because my Pfizer vaccine came from Texas.
So suddenly you're Matthew McConaughey?
All right. Yeah. And I'm thinking about running for governor of Texas, too. How's that, huh?
Go for it. Listen, Matthew McConaughey becomes governor of Texas. I'm there. It's fine.
Ooh.
He has my vote.
Okay. News is coming up next to check on sports. And Steve's got the AccuWeather. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. All right.
94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Here we are with a brand new show sponsor for you people who can't get out of bed.
Today's show is brought to you by Daylight Saving Time. I don't even save money. Why would I want to invest an hour of my weekend just to get back the same amount of time next fall?
There you go. You might feel that way. Laura and I have different ways of looking at this. Mine is very simple. Laura's is very scientific.
Daylight savings is not a good thing.
Now, the only thing I see bad about it is morning people like us will never see the light of day. We just started seeing a crest in the sky driving to work or looking out the window, and now it's gone black again.
The twice a year desynchronization of our body clocks is linked to a whole slew of health problems.
Here it comes. We just
need to remain in either standard time or daylight savings time. We need to pick one and stick with it.
I agree there, but I don't think it's ruining my body changing the clock. I just get more sleep. I mean, yeah,
it absolutely is. It is messing with the circadian functions inside of you, and it can lead to metabolic disorders, heart attack, obesity, cancer, car accidents. It is a bad thing, and 14 states agree with me.
All right, here's my method. Oh, I'm losing an hour of sleep tonight? I think I'll go to bed early, and then I'll be fine tomorrow.
It has nothing to do with what time you're going to bed. It has to do with the times that the sun is rising and setting, and messing with our bodies that are connected to that is problematic.
I'm a morning guy. It's dark when I get up. It's dark when I drive to work. No matter what time it is.
No, you actually just contradicted yourself, because as you were driving into work, as we approach spring, you saw the sun on the horizon, which is very healthy for you.
Actually, I was talking about the listeners. I don't see crap when I drive to work. It's dark all the time. That's the sad part.
No, it's but not. I mean, it actually was getting light out. It actually was getting light out a little bit before 6 o'clock.
Yeah, but
it wasn't bad.
We're already here.
We're already in studio, working.
Yeah. So it really doesn't matter. But anyway, whether you think it's a scientific thing that's destroying your body, like 14 states agree, or if
they already have legislation in place that if, and this can only occur with an act of Congress,
but
if they do away with daylight savings time, those states are already prepared. The European Union already voted to do away with the biannual time change.
And there they are. That's why they're in Europe. We here in the United States like to move our clocks
permanent,
around. I don't know why.
Permanent daylight savings time is no longer recommended. It's not good for us.
All right. So says Bill Nye, the science guy, otherwise known as Laura on this show. What the heck? Do whatever you want. I don't even care. It's still dark when I get up, and it's still dark when I go to work.
You know what? And you're going to take a nap every day regardless.
There it is. National Napping Day today. Enjoy. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm wide awake.
Yes, you are. 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
She grabbed record of the year last night in the Grammys for Everything I Wanted, Billie Eilish. Tom and Laura in the morning. News and sports and AccuWeather coming up. Drew Brees retired yesterday in the NFL.
Probably, I saw that.
Yeah, probably one of them quarterbacks that no one really paid enough attention to except that one year that he won the Super Bowl. And then they say, well, he only won one in 20 years. Hey, some people never win any. He's a good guy. He's 42 years old. Everybody talks about Brady. Everybody talks about Aaron Rodgers. Breeze is 42. He played with 7 broken ribs last year and
that's
a punctured
insane.
Lung. And a punctured
like,
lung.
That's nuts. Nuts.
Yeah. He finally retired yesterday, and he did it via Zoom in this pandemic, and he let his children do it.
After 15 years in the Saints and 20 years in the NFL,
our dad is finally going to retire.
So we can spend more time with us.
Yay! How about that? Is
that
the greatest
adorable.
Thing? Google Drew Brees winning the Super Bowl, and you will see him holding a little boy. Who's probably under a year old with big sound-canceling earmuffs on while the confetti falls from the ceiling of the dome. And that boy is now probably about 10, leading his other younger sons in that little chant where Daddy could finally stay home. Happy
Honestly,
retirement.
The video of his retirement announcement is super adorable as well. So
yeah,
look that up. The kids are so excited to spend more time with Dad.
Yay! News is next!
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
This Zoom court stuff just isn't working out. We've heard about the guy with an open container in court for DUIs. We heard about the guy, what was that, just a couple weeks ago, Laura, with no clothes on, with the indecent exposure charge? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a guy in Michigan appearing on Zoom court for getting his license suspended, but...
You're also sitting on the driver's side of a vehicle. Your driving privileges are presently suspended. You're not supposed to drive in Michigan or in Indiana. I believe you drove to wherever you are in the vehicle.
Wow.
And you're dumb enough to come on video with you sitting in the driver's seat of a vehicle. Makes me think maybe you haven't really gotten the message.
He claims it was his boss's car. But still, you're in it in front of a judge, bud.
Yep.
Yeah, you're in the driver's seat, all right. The driver's seat on the road to jail.
Goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX, this is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Before you fasten your seatbelts, Laura, you got to check this out. America's first airport bar that will serve shots only is opening in Seattle. Baby.
Wait, what?
Shots only. All right. So that means if you're the kind of person that gets a little bit nervous before you get on a flight, you can go step right up to the counter and have a blast. Or what do you call it? A hoot.
Yeah, like a little hoot of something, something. I will tell you, I may or may not.
Uh-oh.
Like, don't fly drunk. It's not a good time.
You just need a little hoot to relax. Don't fly drunk. Just
yeah, I would not recommend it. Now, I'm not going to disclose whether or not this is from personal experience or not, but I would not recommend flying blasted and or hungover.
No,
it's a hard pass.
Definitely not hungover.
No.
You had a little bit too much of a good time at the wedding reception, and you got to get to the airport the next morning. Yeah. Not that I may or may not have.
Here's the thing, though. I think you just inspired me for my fall trip plans.
Okay.
As things open back up, the husband and I, you know this, are trying to utilize all those flight credits that we have.
Yeah.
And we can't go anywhere internationally, so I'm like, where is the farthest place in the United States I can fly? Maybe the layover will be in Seattle now.
Yeah, on the way to Alaska, right? So, boom!
Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
Didn't book the trip yet, so
well, if,
you're helping me out.
If the story here isn't enough inspiration for you, maybe LMFAO featuring Little John could help you out.
Yes. Wait for it. Everybody.
So there you go. Hey, Movie Mike is on the way with the Entertainment Report. He's talking Pee Wee Herman, Avatar, and a whole lot more. Stay with us.
Oh, boy.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment. A two-part documentary about Pee Wee Herman actor Paul Reubens is in production at HBO Documentary Films. It's being described as a kaleidoscopic portrait told in two parts that traces the life of the imaginative artist behind one of pop culture's most celebrated and unlikely icons, Pee Wee Herman. Producing the film will be Josh and Benny Safdie. They're the guys who made the Adam Sandler drama Uncut Gems. In a statement, Reubens said, quote, "I've been working with HBO since they were called Home Box Office. I'm honored and excited to continue my long history there. I love HBO, but I'm not going to marry them." Avatar is again the biggest movie of all time. James Cameron's sci-fi epic was re-released in China this weekend, and it earned enough money to help it surpass Marvel's Avengers Endgame for the highest worldwide box office gross ever. In just 2 days of re-release, Avatar managed to break the record, bringing its global total to $2.8 billion. So congratulations to Team Avatar on that. And looking at the American box office, Disney's Raya and the Last Dragon held on to the top spot with $5.5 million. Tom and Jerry still plugging away. It came in second with $4.1 million. Chaos Walking was third with $2.2 million. Boogie came in fourth with $730,000. And number five was The Croods Part 2 with $520,000. Those are today's entertainment stories. I will be back on Friday with the review of the new film from Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay.
See you then.
Sounds good, Mike. He'll be a busy guy today, Laura. The Academy Award nominations are coming out. And you know how Mike likes to stick to the computer on days like that, right?
He does indeed. So make sure that you follow Movie Mike on all the social medias. I watch for that. I like to see him post it on up, kind of live tweeting it. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's right up to the minute. He also feeds News Radio, WKOK, quite a bit. So good luck today, Mike. News is coming up next.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.